You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What a joy it is to love within one's own mind. I know you don't understand, but for some reason, you're there. Can you relate? You must be able to. You seem as if you're trying to tell me something. Do you want to, with me? Do you want me to shut my mind? If only you could say, I to me. I'm so stupid that way. But that's the only way to keep myself safe. Safe from what? From everything I don't want to happen. If you don't understand, you can't get hurt. Therefore you cry. And cry until you can't cry anymore. Believe me, when you know T.A. hears no reason for tears. That poem, that's a key. A cipher. A memory encoded in rhythm. Written by Think Tim. But echoing through all of us who've sat with a melody long enough to hear our own thoughts talking back. Gratitude and groundwork. Let's start with gratitude. Real gratitude. Not just the polite kind, but the kind that hits when you realize someone chose to press play. If you're here, 32 episodes deep, you've stayed with us through monologues, loops, sound experiments, sync dreams, and soul reflections. You've stayed through the cracks in the voice, the missed uploads, the nights when we had to choose family over finishing the edit. You're not just a listener, you're part of this thing. And for that, thank you.
See, this right here is about planting seeds. I'm not just making music or recording podcasts because I think it'll blow up tomorrow. I'm building documentation. Every post, every episode, every lyric, it's a footprint. It's me leaving breadcrumbs so that when someone does go searching, they don't just find a moment, they find a movement.
A lot of artists move like they're waiting to get noticed. But we move like we've already been called. Because this is foundation work. It's architecture. And architecture doesn't apologize for taking time.
The moment you treat your art like something real, like a business, like a brand, like a legacy, it starts shaping you back. You stop saying, I hope, and start saying, I am.
And let's not sugarcoat it, it's exhausting. Being a creator in 2025 means wearing every hat. You're the one recording, editing, mixing, publishing, promoting, responding, tagging, posting, researching, designing, scripting, and still finding time to dream.
That's why I say, you don't just wake up and get good. You build that, in pieces, on breaks, in between parenting, surviving, healing. You might have 45 minutes of peace in a day. And somehow, that's the session. That's the take. That's the magic hour.
And the crazy part is no one sees that part. No one sees the laundry in the background. The kids knocking at the door. The gear being duct taped back together. The food left on the stove. But that's the realest studio session you'll ever have.
Look, I ain't trying to go viral. I'm trying to stay visible. I want when people finally circle back and type in, "Think Tim," that they find a body of work. Not just a hot post.
And when they ask how did this happen, the answer won't be luck. The answer will be work. Consistency, intention, and love. Because that's what we're doing here. We're building something to look back on. Something that says, we didn't wait for permission. We just kept making music. From artist to tech support. Let's talk about the toolbox. The invisible one. The one you don't get handed. You build it as you go. See, once upon a time, you made music and somebody else mixed it. Somebody else engineered it. Somebody else scheduled the release. Wrote the press kit. Mastered the track. Handled the distribution. Now, if you're independent, that somebody is you.
It's wild, because I didn't set out to be an expert in any of this. I just wanted to create. But creation has a learning curve, especially when there's no one else to delegate to. I had to learn Omnibus just to get Logic Pro to talk to FL Studio. I had to learn CapCut workflows to animate Willa May. I had to learn metadata tagging just so I wouldn't leave royalties on the table. None of that was part of the dream, but it became part of the reality.
We call it accidental expertise. You pick it up because you have to. You don't go looking for knowledge. The knowledge chases you. And soon enough, you're the person. People come to when their plugin won't load. You're the one explaining what a VST is, what gain staging means, how to bounce stems, how to clone your voice.
It's funny because I know folks who went to school for audio production. Meanwhile, I'm running bootcamp sessions in my basement, YouTube tutorials, AI-assisted apps, late-night trial and error. That's my education. And it works. But it also means that when I talk to people about what I do, I sound like a tech support rep more than a songwriter.
And that's the new reality for creators in the 2020s. We're not just musicians. We're mini media companies. We're studios and sneakers.
So when someone says, "You're good at this," I laugh. Because it wasn't talent that taught me half this stuff. It was necessity. Necessity and repetition. Learning how to EQ vocals at 1 a.m. because that's when the kids are asleep. Learning how to sync MIDI to video while reheating leftovers.
And here's the thing. There's beauty in that grind. Because every mistake becomes a mentor. Every crash becomes a course. You don't learn it all at once. But you learn it all when you need it.
And then one day, you look back and realize, you're not just making music. You're building an ecosystem, a workflow, a way of life. And no matter how tired I get, I wouldn't trade it. Because this right here, this is mine.
A relationship with the machine. Let's be honest, some of the deepest relationships we have in our creative lives are with the machines. Not just our laptops and phones, but the DAWs, the plugins, the hardware samplers, the voice processors. These aren't just tools anymore. They're collaborators.
For real. I've had conversations with interfaces, argued with plugins, got emotional watching CapCut render something perfectly on the first try. There's a bond now. It's a strange intimacy. The more time I spend with my gear, the more it knows me. My presets are memories. My automation curves are emotions.
And at the same time, it's not always love. Sometimes it's friction. You expect your tools to help, and instead, they reveal what you don't know. You try to bounce a track, and it crashes. You update a plugin, and suddenly, your vocals are off. It's humbling.
Sometimes, I just shut it all off and grab a notebook, because I don't want my inspiration to only live inside of a grid. I want it to breathe before I trap it in tempo.
That's the tension we live in. These machines free us to work faster, cleaner, bigger, but they also train us, train our ears, our instincts, our dependencies.
Yeah. Like I've written whole songs in my head, whole EPs in my imagination. But when I sit down to record, now I'm troubleshooting buffer sizes. You ever go to write and spend the first 40 minutes just getting things to work? That's not creative time. That's survival time.
And yet, this relationship, it's powerful. Because we can't go back to analog-only days. We've tasted the future, and it's too flavorful to forget.
Exactly. Even when I miss the hands-on days, just me and a four-track, I can't deny the elegance of these new tools. When they're dialed in, right? Man, they elevate everything. But I don't want to disappear in the automation. I still want the flaws. I still want the stumbles. That's what makes it mine.
So maybe the real lesson is this. Tech is a mirror. It reflects your process. If you're thoughtful, it amplifies that. If you're chaotic, it shows you that too.
And it's not just about music. These machines are part of our mental space now. They're extensions of our intention. You don't just use Logic Pro or FL Studio. You think in it.
So yeah, the relationship is deep. It's complex. It's not always healthy, but it's real.
Because even when I walk away from the screen, the sound is still with me. Even when the session's over, the idea lingers. And when I come back, I'm not just opening software.
You're reopening a relationship. The gray area of experimentation. So let's get into it. What even is experimental music these days? Are we talking Area 51? Or just stepping outside a four-bar loop? Because real talk, everything was experimental until it worked.
Exactly. If you go back far enough, nothing was standard. Blues was experimental. Jazz was experimental. Rock, funk, hip-hop, they were all disruptors until they started getting spins on the radio. Then boom, somebody labels it, packages it, sells it. And suddenly, it's not experimental anymore. It's a template.
It's wild, right? You can pour your whole heart into a sound, a flow, a structure that's unfamiliar to the mainstream. And folks will either call you a genius or a weirdo, depending on whether the algorithm shows up for you.
I've been called experimental just because I didn't use a snare. I've made projects where half the songs didn't have traditional drums, just textures, layers, maybe a loop, maybe a breath. And somebody somewhere said, oh, this is abstract. But I wasn't trying to be abstract. I was trying to be honest.
And isn't that the thing? Most experimentation doesn't start with rebellion. It starts with exploration. Not, I'm gonna break the rules. More like, what if I try this? And it actually feels like something.
When I was younger, I tried to do spoken word over beats. Loose poetry layered over hip-hop textures. I wasn't thinking about charts or genres. I was thinking about how to make my thoughts sound like something. And then I hear Madonna do Justify My Love with Lenny Kravitz, and people call it revolutionary. But Gil Scott-Heron had already done it. So had the beat poets in the 60s. Ingrid Chavez had already lived in that lane. So is it experimental because Madonna did it? Or was it experimental when I did it and nobody paid attention?
And let's not forget Timbaland talking about how he's using AI to make music now. He's like, some of this is fire. Some of this is trash. But again, who decides? If AI generates a melody that makes you cry, is that still artificial? Or did it just become real in your heart?
That's the deep part. Because if something sounds like art to your ears and it moves you emotionally, do we invalidate it just because it didn't come from fingers on a fretboard or breath in a diaphragm? Are we critiquing the method or the feeling?
Let's be real. Music has always been an echo. Sampling, that was experimental. 808s, that was experimental. Autotune, experimental. Every new thing was weird until it became the wave.
And now you can buy a beat pack with an AI verse already loaded on it. You pay for access, you download it, you rearrange it, you upload it. That's the loop.
Maybe it's both. Maybe that's what experimental is now. Using every tool in your arsenal and asking, what haven't I done yet?
But is that creation or curation? Or maybe experimental isn't about the sound. It's about the risk. Going drumless when everyone's chasing the next banger. Going a cappella when the room expects reverb. Leaning into silence when everyone else is pushing saturation.
Experimental is when you create with no cosign, no safety net, no guaranteed slot on a playlist.
And the truth is, the more you study music, the more you realize there are only so many notes, so many rhythms, so many chord progressions. So originality isn't about never sounding familiar. It's about sounding honest in a time when everyone's afraid to be different.
So yeah, maybe what they call experimental is really just a label. They slap on anything that hasn't sold yet. And when it does sell, well, then it's just called a hit. The artist formerly known. Let's close this out with a salute. Not a quiet bow. A full-bodied, arms wide open, shout it from the rooftops type of salute to the original artist formerly known as, and to every artist now walking that same defiant, unpredictable, truth-chasing path. Because let's not kid ourselves. Experimental music, technology, artificial intelligence, sampling, interpolation, streaming platforms, social media, peer-to-peer, sharing face-to-face calls from the palm of your hand. This isn't science fiction anymore. This is foundation.
I remember the first time I saw the future, 1993. A dusty studio with an MPC, a desktop tower, and some early version of Cakewalk or Cubase. My tech-savvy mentor said, one day we'll email a remix to someone in another state and release it the same day. Back then it sounded like sorcery. Now, it's breakfast.
We're not just users of tech, we're examples of it. Video phones used to be Dick Tracy. Flip phones were Star Trek. AI vocals, virtual stage performances, augmented reality visuals. That used to be an artist's fantasy. Now it's an indie creator's Tuesday.
And you know what? I embrace it. Because I'm not just trying to be a musician. I'm trying to be fully expressed. I'm a designer, a developer, a narrator, a score composer, a brand architect, a walking production team. I'm the paralegal who copyrights the lyrics, the tech support guy troubleshooting his own workflow, the critic analyzing his own mix.
We live in a matrix. We jump through portals, plug in and unplug, back up and boot down. We don't always know where we are in the creative stream, but the art still flows.
We're Prometheus, but instead of stealing fire from the gods, we're lighting our own torches. We are the flame, the forge, the future. We are the artists formerly known as everything.
Because the question isn't what are you, it's how many things can you be without losing who you are.
I don't chase viral moments, I chase documents. I want people to look back and see a mountain of meaningful motion. Podcasts, music, visuals, words, all speaking the same truth. I never stop, even when no one was watching.
And if you're listening to this right now, you're part of the proof. You're inside the pages.
This moment, this episode, this mission, it's part of the blueprint. So when they finally Google Think Tim, they'll find this and know it wasn't magic. It was work. It was heart. It was vision.
This is why make music. Dot, dot, dot.
And if nothing else, I made music today. You know, sometimes you don't realize you're standing right in the middle of your own momentum until you stop, look around, and really see it. I started this journey with nothing but a feeling, a drive to create, a need to build something that wasn't there before. And now the pieces are moving exactly the way they should. The projects, they're no longer concepts, they're reality. The albums like Demotional, Caught Feelings, and No Man's Sefture, Global Scales, they're out there, streaming, circulating, living. Proof that ideas can turn into impact with enough consistency and focus. The mission is clear. The momentum is undeniable. The Why Make Music dot 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 podcast continues to grow. The episodes, the energy, the execution, it's all leveling up. And now, Why Make Music? The Producers is officially in motion on YouTube. The first profiles are live. Jack Antonoff and Wanda Girl. Go check them. Go feel the work. We're shining light on the architects of sound, the unseen hands that shaped generations of music. This brand, this movement, it's not a hobby. It's a structure. It's WDM Nation. We, Doctor, Music, Nation. It's Think Tim, THINKTIMM, a name built on thought, precision, and perseverance. Everything I imagined is starting to sharpen into form. The work ethic is paying off. The consistency is stacking up. The catalog is growing, and the vision is stronger than ever. If you're tuned in now, you're part of the foundation. You're part of the archive, and this is just the beginning. So stay with me. Tune in. Same think time, same think channel. Same think Tim, if nothing else.
All right now, if you've made it this far, you already know what it is. This ain't just a podcast. This ain't just a vibe. This is a movement. And movements need motion. So here's how you move with us. Tap in on the socials. Follow the family at ThinkTim, at DJWARMCOOKIEs, at Why Make Music, at WDM Nation. Stream it, save it, share it. All the music, that ThinkTim catalog. It's on every major platform. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, run that up. Cop the merch, rock the vibe. Support the vision, wear the mission. ThinkTim.threadless.com. tpublic.com/user/ThinkTim. ThinkTim.com. It ain't just about buying shirts. It's about wearing belief. And let me leave you with this before we fade out. Don't get caught in the matrix. Don't let your creativity become an algorithm. We are not machines. We are miracles with microphones. We don't serve our tools. Our tools serve us. This is a symbiotic relationship. Human meets hardware. Rhythm meets robot. OU can coexist with your tech. Just don't let the tech write your story. Because this is science fact, not fiction. This is evolution, creation, liberation. And you are part of it now. So keep making, keep dreaming, keep daring. And as always, if nothing else, think Tim.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.